Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of news and information for the packet pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and some commentary on trying to make sense of all of that. Today, I want to talk about the VMware NSX by VeloCloud announcement. That is, the VMware NSX business unit has basically finished ingesting the VeloCloud, the transaction completed, and already, this is just 6 months after the acquisition, really, turned it around into something that they're ready to productize and sell to people. And basically the story goes, we now have a virtual cloud network. And to me, this makes a certain amount of sense. Now, let's just go back and cover what we said in November 2017. It's micro-segmentation from user to app. That's exactly what it's doing. So they're looking to extend the micro-segmentation from the data center into the WAN, but not just into the WAN, but also into the public cloud. So you've got to connect your users to the public cloud. VeloCloud has a good, strong story in that, but also so does NSX because it's got an increasing number of user agents. And when you start integrating it with the virtual desktop strategies and with agents at the edge, we're going to see a lot more of this micro-segmentation all the way out. So we don't need private networks as the overlays take over. The NSX, of course, is in the private DC, but also in the public cloud via its NSXT. NSXT is having a rocky time going forward. It's hard to make a good one. Cisco, of course, is trying to make its virtual switching technology a popular choice by driving it into Kubernetes and so forth. So that battle hasn't quite been won yet by NSX, but by integrating with VeloCloud and this WAN and this idea of cloud access right the way from the edge, they've got a competitive edge against what Cisco can do, perhaps. Right. Finally, I said that VMware hasn't been successful in breaking into telcos, and VeloCloud's got something. We didn't see that, particularly in this latest set of announcements where they talk about NSX SD-WAN by VeloCloud, but they're talking about how we can actually have simplified activation and automated connectivity. So what they're doing is playing to their strengths, I believe. There's a whole bunch of business in VeloCloud about going out there and attaching to telcos. And particularly, they're one company that's doing a thing called what I know of called Federated SD-WAN. And that is where telcos who build SD-WAN overlays with VeloCloud can go and partner with another company using VeloCloud's SD-WAN and then exchange traffic between the two. So consider that a telco based in Europe, which has a physical footprint in Europe, might want to offer services in Southeast Asia. So they might go and partner with a telco out there like Telstra. And then instead of actually exchanging traffics and building MPLS and carrier over carrier and carrier connect interconnects and all that sort of stuff, VeloCloud just lets them create overlays. And then all they have to do is kind of find some bandwidth between their two networks, probably even over the internet in most cases, and just take it from there. A very interesting way to take a branch network and transit it into something that looks like SD-WAN. I suspect, and there's nothing in this announcement about managed services, but I suspect that VMware would be very keen to move into a managed services. That's where managed service providers buy this product and then resell it onto customers. Customers are very used to buying managed services products through companies, and they want to not make it for themselves. I think a large number of customers have been taught or trained over the years not to think for themselves, not to be innovative, not to know what's going on. And they will tend to look to other people, and managed services is a way to do that. Now, generally, I think that customers would be better served building and operating their own. But I also respect the fact that, you know, if you've got a 3,000 node branch network and you're going to have two internet connections per site, that's 6,000 internet connections you have to do the accounting on, and not insubstantial task. And anyway, but the flip side of that, just the little voice in the back of my head saying, remember, every time you talk about it, actually accounting is just a big problem in cloud generally. It doesn't matter which cloud you're talking to, the invoicing problem and the billing problem and the reconciliation problem is huge. And in fact, some organizations are telling me that 30% of their IT time is now spent just reconciling cloud bills, which is kind of an interesting way of talking things. So I do think that this VMware NSX by VeloCloud is really a way of saying branch, data center. The thing that's missing, of course, is campus. Hard to see how VMware gets into the campus because that tends to be very hardware-centric. But they could do something by starting to put agents into desktop. So if you could imagine a Windows 10 with some sort of security agent at the edge. Keep in mind that NSX vSwitches have security through firewalling, micro-segmentation, application inspection, and through the API control. So that is when the controller talks to the API, it makes sure that the configurations are stable and stay stable. So even as workstations move around the data center or maybe move around the cloud, the security policy, you know, that this can access that, goes with it. And that, I think, is interesting. So now what VMware says about NSX is they now have a network and security virtualization. So let me give you the official pitch. NSX Data Center, NSX Cloud, App Defense, which is the application security, which is inside the VM. So it can actually monitor the VMs and so forth. Now it has the NSX SD-WAN by VeloCloud. Now that's different from NSX Cloud. NSX Cloud is Cloud Native Network Services, which is NSXT being manipulated. So public cloud interfaces to that. NSX SD-WAN by VeloCloud gives you the WAN connectivity and branch replacement or branch upgrade. And then Hybrid Connect, which is moving from private cloud to public cloud. So actually a special set of technologies just to do with hybrid connectivity. Hard to see how some, and that's all going to be automated then by vRealize Automation. They've got the whole oversight. So once you've bought up all those other tools and licenses, and then you'll be able to go and buy some Network Insight, which is the VMware monitoring platform. It's going to be a fair bit of money. There's no way to imagine that this is going to be cheap. VMware is generous with its making revenue for itself and making sure that customers appreciate the value that they're bringing to them, which would be the nicest way to say it. But I think this actually makes sense. All of this works over any infrastructure, any cloud, any transport, any application, any platform. It makes sense. So you could have any PaaS, whether you've got Cloud Foundry in the private data center or PaaS, you know, some sort of Cloud Foundry in a public data center, you can stitch them together. You can stitch the branch into that PaaS platform. Any cloud, VMware's trying to make the point here that it's on AWS, GCP, Azure, etc., etc. So far, compare this with what Cisco's doing and others. So if we look at what Tulare and Riverbed and Silver Peak are doing, it's interesting to see the differences here, as we've seen. I'm preparing some sort of reports for packet pushers with our new membership system is coming. And it's very interesting to see that this is a different approach to what other people. It's very much that every SD-WAN solution is different. Anyway, that'll be it from me today. This has been Briefings in Brief, a summary from Packet Pushers, published whenever there's something to say for several other podcast channels, plus blogs and news over at packetpushers.net/blogs and also at /news. And you can also sign up for a free membership and that'll get you in touch with a whole lot more. Thanks for listening.